Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. We both have a little bit of tea today. Danden's got a kid-type tea, and I have got a tea because I've had just kind of a little throat thing. I don't know what's going on there. But let's have some tea. Maybe you have your coffee. We'll pray. We'll get into God's Word. Sound good, Dan? Mm-hmm. What do you think of your tea? Good. All right. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for time together. Thank you for the blessing it is to get to read your word. And God, we pray that you would please help us to understand your word. Lord, help us to know what it means, to treasure what you've said in our hearts so we can live it out in our lives. We need your spirit to do this. So God, we pray that you would send him in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Here we go. Jeremiah chapter 10. The first 16 verses. This is, we're going to find out here who's God versus idols. Ready? All right. You want to read verse 1?
Hear the word which the Lord speaks to you, who, O house of Israel.
Okay, so the Lord is going to speak here to the house of Israel. Right, you want to read the first part of verse 2?
Thus says the Lord.
Thus says the Lord. Who's saying this?
God.
Yeah, Jehovah himself, right? Okay, here we go. Do not learn the ways of the Gentiles. Do not be dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the Gentiles are dismayed at them. For the customs of the peoples are futile. For one cuts a tree from the forest, the work of the hands of a workman with an axe. They decorate it with silver and gold. They fasten it with nails and hammers so that it will not topple. They are upright like a palm tree, and they cannot speak. They must be carried, because they cannot go by themselves. Do not be afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, nor can they do any good. What are you talking about, that passage?
They can't harm you.
What can't harm you?
The people.
Well, it's not talking about the people.
It's talking about the trees.
Okay, so they got axes, they cut down the trees, and what do they do after they cut down the trees?
Built.
What do they build with it? Yeah, they cut down the tree, they cut it down with the axe, they decorate it with silver and gold.
Fastened it with nails.
With a nail so it doesn't fall over. What do you think they're making there?
Temple?
One idol. Yeah, he's talking about idols like the Asherah poles and stuff. And he's saying, don't be afraid of that. Just a piece of wood with some metal on it. I can't hurt you. All right, in as much as verse 6, you see verse 6? In as much as there is none like you, O Lord, you are great, and your name is great in might. Who would not fear you, O King of the nations? For this is your rightful due. For among all the wise men of the nations and in all their kingdoms, there is none like you. But they are altogether dull-hearted and foolish. A wooden idol is a worthless doctrine. Silver is beaten into plates. It is brought from Tarshish and gold from Uphaz. The work of the craftsmen and of the hands of the metalsmith. Blue and purple are their clothing. They are all the work of skillful men. But Jehovah is the true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King. At his wrath, the earth will tremble, and the nations will not be able to endure his indignation. All right, so what's that one getting at? What's that about?
They will be destroyed.
Yeah, the idols will be destroyed. But what's God like?
The earth can't even endure his anger.
Yeah, right? The earth can't endure his indignation. He's mighty, right? He's strong. The idols are just gold. They dug it up out of the ground.
And it's only like this small to God.
Yeah, did you notice what he said about the people who worship them, though?
They will be destroyed.
Well, yeah, but he says, but they are altogether dull-hearted and foolish. Right, so the idols have a heart. Are they smart? Are they wise? Nope, nope, nope. A wooden idol is a worthless doctrine. But do you know what the Lord says about the people who worship the idols? They become like them. Yeah, dull-hearted, foolish. Well, you want to read verse 11?
Thus you shall say to them, and the gold,
well, the gods
that have not made the heavens and the earth shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens.
All right. These gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, what's going to happen to them? Yeah, they're going to perish under the heavens and the earth, aren't they? Yeah. He has made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom and has stretched out the heavens at his discretion. And he utters his voice. There is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth, and he makes lightning from the rain for the rain. He brings the wind out of his treasuries. Everyone is dull-hearted, without knowledge. Every metalsmith is put to shame by an image, for his molded image is a falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are futile, a work of errors. In the land of their punishment they shall perish. The portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is the maker of all things, and Israel is the tribe of his inheritance. Jehovah of hosts is his name. What's that? What are those two paragraphs getting at? What are they about?
He's not like one of those idols.
Yeah, what does he do?
He is Jacob's God.
He's Jacob's God, good.
And he's bigger than anything, and he's stronger than anything.
Yeah, he's the one that can cause the wind and the rain, the flashes of lightning. He's the one who causes the vapors to go up to the ends of the earth. He's the one who created all things. Yeah, right? He's not just some god of thunder and of lightning, of storms like Baal. No way. No, he's even better than that. He made all of it. He commands all of it. And he says, your idols, you might as well put them in the dump. They're not worth anything. And those people who make them like them, they'll be put to shame. Because they're going to be shown to be a falsehood. So, what's this whole section about? We've read a lot. This is 16 verses. What's this about?
That they will be put to shame.
Who's they?
The people who made the idol.
Yeah, just the people who made them?
And you worship them?
Yeah, those who make them and worship them, they'll be put to shame, right? Are they worshiping the true God? Nope.
But Jesus, God is more mighty and powerful.
Yeah, God is more mighty and powerful. Interesting. You said Jesus at first. Why would you have said Jesus?
He's almost the exact same thing. He is the exact same thing.
He is God, isn't he? By him and through him, all things were made which were made. Do you remember when Jesus was asleep in the boat? He was in the back of the, or in the front of the boat. And he was sleeping like a baby. So tired. He had a lot of work to do. But the disciples were rowing and rowing and rowing, and a mega wind comes up, and Peter goes over and says, teacher, don't you care that we're about to die?
And Jesus says, shush.
Yeah. And he goes to the wind. He says, be quiet. There was a great calm. Do you remember what the disciples did after that? They worshipped him. And they said, what type of man is this that even the wind and the waves obey him? That's our Lord. That's the Lord of hosts. who commands a legion of armies of heavenly angels. That's a God we get to serve. The exact image, the icon of God. And so we worship. We worship the God who became man. So that's where I'm going to leave us with C calling. Maybe we'll just jump back to B real quick. Best verse. What do you think was your best verse that you think summarized this? Was
16.
16?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so the portion of Jacob is not like them, right? God's portion is God himself.
And the Lord of hosts is his name.
Oh, the Lord of hosts is his name. I like that, yeah. I have verse 14 underlined, and I have verse 6 underlined. But what would you guys underline in your Bible as the best verse? Well, you ready to go ahead and pray? Lord, we pray that we would worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you that you have shown us that we need not pray to any statue. We don't need to pray to any icon. We get to serve the living and the true God, the one who was and who is and who is to come. Lord, we thank you that you are indeed the God of the storm. Lord, we think of the lightning and the thunder, and it's just a small display of your infinite power. God, we pray that we would be reverent, that we would be filled with awe, that the Lord of hosts would know us and love us. God, we pray that we would love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, may you worship the God of gods, the King of kings, and the Lord of lords. May you walk with confidence, knowing that he has made all things and controls all things, and there is none other like him.
Bye.
Bye.